Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
The others and the angels bow.
Father, we give you praise for yet another season in your presence. Oh, for the privilege to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, particularly for revealing your counsel to us. And not hiding your thought. We give you praise. This morning, yet again, I ask that, Lord, you help us. I didn't hear your amen. You strengthen our hearts. Every veil will disappear. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a big, big hand. All right. God bless you. Please be seated. So I want to teach you on how to initiate a change of season. How to initiate a change of season. Let's turn our Bibles quickly. To the book of Ecclesiastes. All right. Chapter number 3 from verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, from verse 1. And permit me to tell you that if you are not fellowshipping with your Bible, you may not be able to survive this season. Amen? We are still at the sweet part of the revival. There is another part that looks like it is not fashionable to stand for Jesus. And it will take those that God has wired. See, at this phase, almost anybody who is not fellowshipping with God in prayer can claim to know him and go away with it. But we are moving to a season where you may look at cake for standing for certain principles, and then it may, do you understand what I'm saying? It may look like, it will take those that have found God. And I have an assignment to prepare you for that season and beyond. So to everything, there is a season. The word season there is the word zeman. That's the word season there. And we're not just reading the Hebrew for knowledge, Hebrew sake. No, it's so that you can understand the meaning. All right? Sometimes it's like Yoruba. Time could mean many things. And the word, the interpretation of that word is the word an appointed occasion. So if I say to you that I'll be preaching by 2 p.m., then 2 p.m. is the appointed occasion. It's not just time now. It's the season for the commencement of something. Okay? Is that simple enough? Good. For instance, when a woman is pregnant, according to God's divine creation and orchestration, the pregnancy should not last 9 months, beyond 9 months. Maybe just some weeks before, some weeks back, plus 2, minus 2 weeks and all that. But as you begin to approach that particular timeline, then you know that there's a season. This is a season appointed for certain things to happen. So it informs the quality of preparation. It informs the activity of that season. Because, for instance, all right, if a pregnant woman goes to the hospital to run scan, they tell you this is the EDD, all right, expected date of delivery. So, as you begin to approach that season, it is not just going to be 29th of January, the same way everybody time, the same way everyone is counting time. For you, that time is the expected time of delivery. Is it simple enough? Good. So to everything, there is a season, expected, an appointed time for the fulfillment of something, and then a time to every purpose under the heaven. So the second one is the expansion of that. So the question is, who initiates season? If someone says, I'm currently going through this phase in my life, this is the season that I'm in, the question is, who initiated that season? Are you following what I'm saying here? So who initiates seasons? The Israelites had a season of 400 years in captivity. All right? A word of prophecy went forth. But who initiated it? Because sometimes what you think is that good or bad prophecies are obligated to come to pass on their own. It's not true. If someone looks at you, don't let me go there. Let me give you this illustration. If someone who is probably an accountant comes to the morgue, the mortuary, and sees bodies, and they say, we're going to leave you in this room for another 5 minutes, the fellow may pass out. Because by the function of exposure, this fellow is not exposed to this kind. And all the spooky junks that a fellow has in the mind will begin to play out. You start thinking that this fellow can wake up, this dead body can touch me, can do all those things. Meanwhile, there are people who are anatomists whose job on day-to-day basis is to interact with such. To them, there's nothing spooky. This is just another cadaver. So sometimes, it is knowledge that differentiates experience. Amen? So if someone looks at you and say, the way I'm looking at you, you are going to be very poor. That statement can be a lie, even without the anointing. And can be a lie by simple understanding. That for poverty to reign in my life, there must be a cooperation between me and that poverty. So when we say the spiritual controls the spiritual does not override the physical without the permission of the physical. How do I explain this? Because sometimes these things look simple, but you need to understand the root. I believe by now you understand that things don't just happen in the spirit realm. There's no casual event. There's no casual occasion. There's no normal that this fellow just got up and this just happened. I shared the story of a time I was in the church office. I sat down in the office and the Lord, something flashed through my spirit. And I saw this is a body on the ground. This is an accident. I began to pray, oh Lord, I asked by your power. But I one of the things I've learned to do is to localize my prayer. Particularly to those that God has given me sphere of influence over. That's another topic entirely. Because prayers works faster where your instruction can also get to. Because sometimes the idea of every individual is that prayer will do the things by itself. No. Sometimes men have to be instructed to be positioned for the prayer to work. So it took probably about 10 minutes. I had a loud noise. And by the time I came out, I saw people gathering. They said, someone has been knocked down dead by a car. Another car, a car was coming on high speed. Another car was coming on high speed. They were going to have head-on collision. They both maneuvered. It's an equation. At the time, this should happen. When both of them will turn their hands, then so-so and so person. In fact, in the spirit realm, it is not so-so and so person. It is whomever is not probably under this or whomever should be here. But someone must be there. If you look at the width of a car and the size of a person, then you must know it takes a calculation for a person to be right in front. So, the man was knocked down dead. If you ask a normal person, what time is it for this man? It was his time to die. But it could not be without cooperation. You can't be a victim of evil prophecy you didn't cooperate with. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And at the same time, you can't also be a beneficiary of good prophecies you didn't cooperate with. So the both needs your approval. Is that simple enough? Uh-huh. So seasons don't just come. They are initiated. Okay? And let me give you another instance. One of the prophecies about Nigeria by S.G. Elton is that a time will come, Nigeria as a nation will be known for corruption. Hated all over the world. But another time will come that this same nation will be known for righteousness, for peace, for prosperity. That different nations will beckon to Nigerians and still come to our nation. The first one, did it come to pass by itself? No. It took a deficiency in the knowledge of the church for us to focus on certain things, and the areas we did not focus on initiated the fulfillment of that prophecy. And that's why I said the devil speaks the loudest at the peak of revival. The problem of the next move will be initiated at the height of this move. Let me just leave that like that. So it will take men who are not carried away by the noise of the moves to watch when this is no longer God, but the devil. Okay? So even when Abraham had received the word, your children will sojourn in a strange land. God was speaking about a season that will come. But nobody will just come and take them out of their land and make them slaves in Egypt unless they initiate it. And we saw that the initiation began from just a simple family beef. Sometimes a simple misunderstanding with your spouse can initiate years of darkness. It was a simple family beef. Just a simple children having issues with these children. And this one is asking, do you have issues with him? Also say, we have issues with him. Say, let's kill him. Whether you believe it or not. If Joseph had been killed, the Abrahamic covenant would have been broken. You say, is this scripture? Yes, it is. In fact, amazingly, when we take time to read our Bibles cover to cover, you will discover many times God rerouted from things we thought he would not reroute from. One of the most difficult change, and I use the word difficult because for God to make, was that there would have been no need for a Paul. But Peter won't just take it. And he just had to move on to Paul. Like Peter never existed. Sometimes it is not sin that will make God reroute. It is your indoctrination. And the fact that you've said, this is it. It can't change. It can't. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the season of slavery was initiated by the brothers. They sold him there. Famine came. They had to go there to buy food. Then they had to hang around. Okay? And I showed you on Tuesday how that according to prophecy, that season should last how many years? How many years? 400 years. But how many years did it last? 430 years. Why? Because they did not know how to initiate the end of that season. Do you understand what I'm saying? They did not know how to initiate the end of that season. Sometimes it's easier to get into a painful season than to come out. Because getting into it requires deficiency in your knowledge, but coming out requires accurate understanding. So I showed you on Thursday that one of the ways to initiate a change of season is to have understanding. Not just basic knowledge, understanding. Proverbs 24, true wisdom is a house built, but by understanding, it is what? Established. True knowledge, the chambers are filled with pleasant riches. So, I grew up in a place where I saw very, very wrong marriage. My parents, there was no marriage in the first place. Everything was nothing. It was not even existing. Talk less of being bad. You understand what I'm saying? And so, and one of the things, see, I beg you in the name of God, stay with God. Okay? Stay with God. One of the things I found out myself was that it is not automatic for patterns to continue. See, it is not. It requires your alignment. Or maybe in this family, what you have gone through is pattern of poverty. It is not automatic for it to be transgenerational. It stops where there is an understanding. It stops when God sees a man that understands the thing he should understand. Okay? Yeah. So, I remember the first story I shared with you was the story of Daniel. And it's a very, very remarkable one. And one of the things understanding does is that understanding doesn't just give you a reaffirmed consciousness. You cannot insist on a result until there's understanding. If you know it, it can be easy for someone who understands it to confuse you that maybe you don't know as you should know. But if you understand it, you are established and no one can talk you out of it. Okay? And sometimes the word knowledge and the word understanding are used interchangeably until you go to the root. Have you seen people who talked you out of what you know? Let me give you an instance. There was a time as a child, probably I was around 9 years old or 10 years old. I entered one of the rooms in our house and I saw one of my cousins living with us. And he was on the bed. But I stood there talking with him. But I noticed he was trying to cover somebody on the bed. But I was seeing the person's jeans. This. I didn't know. I knew what I was seeing, but I did not understand. So he said, go to the parlor and go and pick that money and go to that place and go and buy bread. So, sometimes it will take years for you to understand what you know. You knew it because you saw it. But it's not established because it's not rounded. But as you increase, you now understand what you know. And before understanding comes, you can be swayed and told that it's not actually what you are thinking. What was arranged there were jeans and all that. So what's there? Can't I lie down on jeans? But it was not just jeans. It was a sister. And I later found out who the sister was. But I didn't understand. So in the same light, you can read the Bible, but you don't understand what you are reading. And it won't really do you good. Because you can't insist on even what the Bible says because you don't understand. So Daniel chapter number 9. Daniel 9 from verse 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. If you guys will have the patience of Bible teaching and Bible interpretation, I would have loved to show you how many things that we now have are interconnected in Bible days. All right, but let's leave that. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books. You can't understand by a book. You understand by books because you need different body of knowledge coming together for establishment. Okay? I understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that it will accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. So he understood that their captivity should not be for life. Sometimes people start coming into understanding when they are past their appointed time. And they have suffered beyond the length of days. They should have. There is an understanding that comes by fellowshipping with God, but there is one that it takes sufferings that is not in God's budget. And because I really do not have the time, I would have loved to. It was not in the 70th year that he understood. All right? It was before the 70th. In fact, it was in the 60th year. So, this understanding informed. So, let's check what Jeremiah said. So, what did he understand? Look at what Jeremiah said. Turn your Bible, please. To the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 30, verse 18. Okay, thanksgiving. All right, go to verse 20 now. Children shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. Yes? Quickly. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them, and I will cause him to draw near, and shall approach unto me. For who is this that engage the heart to approach unto me, says the Lord. Yes. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Go back to that verse 18. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent, and I will have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built on her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the matters thereof. Now, if we check this, you will see that the first thing that Nebuchadnezzar attacked was the fulfillment of this prophecy. Because those that should rebuild the palace, he brought them to his own palace. The nobles, it's not like what we have now in Nigeria. It was actually the days that real nobles are the ones leading. Okay? So, he began to search and said, it's true. The length of our captivity should not go beyond this season. And as he saw it, the moment a man understood it, God was ready for their deliverance. Sometimes people pray about a change of season, then don't get result because the prayer is not an offshoot of a seated understanding. With any conversation, they can be convinced again that maybe they should still suffer more for a while. But just that moment when the person comes to himself that this is it goes no further, God says that is it. And all demons says, okay, now he knows. That's it. And when will the season change? Just when you understand. Why is it like that? You will not be able to insist until the knowledge is rounded. You can't insist. How do I? Because sometimes some people just think that as we are learning on the subject, reversing the mistakes of Joseph, it will be that the moment the church understands that this is it, then things are going to change. It's not true. That understanding will create in you a fighting spirit. Then you will now go to war with that understanding. Let me show you from scriptures. Proverbs chapter number 24. Proverbs 24. If you are there, say amen. Now look at it. Let's start the reading from verse 5. A wise man is strong. Yeah, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. Yes? For by wise counsel thou shalt wage thy war. And a multitude of counselors, there is what? Safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that deviseth to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin. Now, the Bible did not say that you will wage your war simply because you know how to fight. You need something deeper to now make war. Those are the things you are armed and equipped to go to war with. The way you insist in prayer, when you know what you are talking about, is actually God's season for you. It's different from the way you pray when you are second guessing. There are two different things. Just that moment that it occurs to that person that I am that seed in our family through whom God will bring deliverance, then you tour. What kind of war? You now begin to insist first on a different pattern and against every blockade. But people don't win because they fight without understanding. You don't understand. Look at it now, Psalms 82. Psalms 82, turn your Bibles there. Psalms 82. Let's start from verse 5. Yeah. Look at it now. He said, they know not. Neither will they what? Understand. They walk on in darkness. And because they don't understand, all the foundations will be out of course. In fact, yes, they will even what? I've said you are gods, but all right, verse 6. Right? Say, but you shall die like men. Meaning that even when longevity is yours, without understanding it, you fall. Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus did not just know his purpose statement, he understood it. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen, knowledge is in your head, understanding is in your heart. The distance is wide. All right. Now we saw a second case of the children of Israelite. We're supposed to be in captivity for 400 years. And God began to initiate his plan of deliverance in their 390 years. Understanding shrinks seasons. Exodus 12 from verse 40. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was how many years? 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day. That's the exact day. It's clock 430. Are you seeing that God was marking time? That selfsame day. It came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. But what did Moses say? Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 7, from verse 23. Acts 7 from verse 23. And when he was full 40 years old, that's Moses now, it came to his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. Seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed. And smote the Egyptian. And he supposed his brethren would have understood. Not just have knowledge. Meaning that, because look up, this statement is very deep. So he thought that his brothers will know that as they were seeing him in Egypt, they will know that is one of our kind. But what was happening was on the contrary. Look at that idiot. He's one of us. We are suffering. He's enjoying there. He's enjoying there. Look at that idiot. When you get offended at those you should understand, your captivity is elongated. You have to understand. So Moses taught that by now they should understand that by his hands their deliverance will come. So Moses had found the book of prophecies, he had read it, and then he had found himself in the book. Because he will not suppose that they should understand that God will use him to save them unless he has found himself and he knows his part. See, one of the reasons why I'm not swayed as to what my part is because what I do in the body of Christ is not a function of knowledge. I know precisely what my part is. So if you put me among 200 ministers, I'm not going to take anybody's form. I know. I understand my assignment. So do you understand your assignment? So he is supposed. So he assumed. Sometimes, and pastors can relate with it, sometimes you are talking from a burden because you suppose that the people would understand that this is the season that God will bring them out. But no, they don't understand. And if they don't understand, the magnitude and the intensity with which you are communicating will be misunderstood. Sometimes the fire becomes much because you ought to understand. Now is the time that God will separate me from mean men. I've seen people get offended when I teach against certain things. You see the offense because they don't understand. And sometimes they do not understand that the fellow who is talking does not just have the grace to communicate, but the grace to bring you out. And the bringing out takes stretching. Sometimes you just want to sleep and meet yourself outside. No, you walk out. And it takes work. That's why many people in church don't get it. So it is, I found that out and I'm telling you, it is not enough to pray as a pastor and have a burden that now the people should be free. It is the time for the emancipation. Hey, you have to now bring them to understanding because the same people can raise an army against you. He supposed that his brethren would have understood that it would have been seated. They would have been expecting him to come. That God, by his hand, will deliver them. But they understood. Verse 26 now. And the next day, so when he killed that one, he expected them that you will know that we are one. He didn't have to say it. But that they will understand that, see, I've started. Go and start telling the rest that the man God has for us, they are started. The next day, he showed himself to them as they strove. They were fighting again. So he showed up to them. And would have set them at one again, saying, "Sirs, you are brethren. Why do ye wrong one to another?" Yes. "But he that did his neighbor wrong, thrust him away, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge over us?" You know, when I read this place, I actually cried. Because for me, the Bible is real. And I said, this is a whole nation in pain, in captivity. It was not the nation who spoke. It was one person. One wrong guy. Spoke at a strange time on behalf of everyone. So sometimes, listen. Sometimes when you see that there's a prophetic, I'm trying to show you something. This connection between a pastor or a prophet and the audience. It's not all the audience. It is that the people or those who are leaders have not learned to package those who have understanding and let them front. Sometimes one wrong individual can shut the light off the people. What do you do when your prophetic season comes? Keep the wrong guys behind. Because they also need freedom. But their attitude won't bring it. And it can cost you years. And I've said this again. In the days of your emancipation, God agrees and take the posture of your deliverer.
If he's tired, God is tired. That's scripture. It was Moses who was afraid and went on for another 40 years. Why did God not initiate and bring another man up? Deliverance is impossible to people who don't have understanding. They can't. They won't understand it. They won't be able to appropriate it. And sometimes where the battle is, sometimes, well, you are, and it's a very painful thing. You're speaking because you expect that if this fellow is actually praying as this fellow is claiming and fellowshipping with God as this fellow is fellowshipping, then we'll have similar burdens. It's just like somebody in a well. You are trying to reach out to somebody and say, bring your hand, let me help you. And the fellow can't see you. You will drown. So sometimes you have to retreat and send emissaries. Are you now ready for your emancipation? Are you now aware that you should be free? Are you now aware that this... And just the moment when the devil saw that they did not understand their days of deliverance, he multiplied their burdens. So one of the ways you know you are past time is that another layer of oppression will meet you there. You are past time. It is a way to tell you that actually you are not here because God ordained it. You missed out. And these are very serious stuff. All right, I'm not going to go into more observations on this and get the teaching I taught in Abuja. And I just want to ask, why is it that the right people are always quiet? It's a question. And let me tell you, sometimes a man is laboring over a people and over a territory. Those who are offended at him are louder than those who are blessed. And the assumption of the man is that they are all offended. And God just says it's true, because that is what they both hear, the one who speaks. See, because one of the first trouble, if you know where we were starting from in this ministry, you will know that work has been done. Yeah, because many of you don't know. One time, just when the ministry started, I became sick. And I was on oxygen in the hospital. I was in several hospitals around that season. I carried on my normal assignment, my normal work. I was training leaders. I gave them work. I was checking the work. I gave them marking and media mails and replying. But somewhere in the middle of the whole thing, I just felt these guys don't even care. Because nobody was even reaching out or even messages. I felt those things would go a long way. I was actually down. And one time those who sent something sent some things, cucumbers, and I couldn't understand how I was expected to take it. I felt these fruits are not friendly. Get something. So, I laid it bare before them. I said, you guys are not caring people and all that. Then I found out that they had even raised prayer chain. And they were praying. And they were praying. And they were doing many powerful things. But the man God has sent to you can shut out of you, not because you are not doing what you should do before God, but because you don't know how to translate it in wisdom before the man. So you will be small if wisdom only sits in your heart. It must translate to actions. So don't keep quiet. Oh, I wanted to say this, but I didn't know how to say it. It's not going to bring the result. If you need to say it, say it. And sometimes it's like that in church. Some brothers affirm some girls. It's in their heart. But there are other brothers that you don't allow it to stay in their heart for too long. They go ahead and the girl just believe this is the guy. And God says it's true. The one who speaks. A closed mouth is indeed a closed destiny. But unfortunately, it can be a closed destiny over a nation. Be careful of allowing wrong people be your spokespersons. Be careful. But here's the second way to initiate a change of season. And this is where we have work. If you get this, then you'll understand real rest. Are you ready for it? Genesis chapter number 8, take me to the last verse. I believe I'm correct. Genesis 8, yes. While the head remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. You know, when the Holy Spirit narrowed my gaze to this scripture, let me have 2 brothers from here. Then let me have 10 brothers from there. We're going to show you an arrangement. 2 brothers, please come. Okay, you stand here. This is seed. Okay, this is seed time. This is what you assume. Please, those of you stay there. You assume once there is seed time, then there is harvest time. But that's not scriptures. The scripture is, now scatter yourself. Separate. Some of you can come a bit closer. Oh, it's okay. Once there is seed time, there's no harvest time. There is harvest. It can be any time. Harvest. But as long as there is seed in the head, any time that requires someone who is rightly positioned, the seed responds to it, then the harvest. You don't understand yet. Please be seated. Sit down. Let me show you something. I was telling my wife this, but I didn't give her the gist. There's a guy that began to trend recently, a young boy, that sang in that brown school uniform. You know that guy? Listen, no. That's the typical example of seed time and harvest. Let me explain. When I saw that song, I saw many, because people will not just know why at a particular time everybody is just listening to it. In all honesty, I love music and I know a bit of it. There's actually nothing too spectacular about the boy. That's the honest truth. But I saw people were sharing it, powerful people were sharing it, influencers online. And before you know it, a powerful record label signed him. Now, this is the gist. They signed him as a child. They were actually signing the boy they saw singing. But when they met him, he had grown. So, but as long as the seed has gone into the head, harvest will catch up somewhere. The seed you put in your pocket don't bring harvest. And the boy had even forgotten. And guess what? It was not even the boy who pushed it out. Somebody recorded it. The seed is sown. That harvest will come is settled. But the question is when. It's just going to come. And it's not going to be a time. It's harvest spread across your life. As long as people will keep stumbling on it, harvest will keep coming. But believers don't understand this. So we are like people that bury our seed. So the question is, what have you put in the earth that can initiate a change over your season? Is it the post you never wrote? Is it the book you never wrote? The song you never sang? It may not make sense now, but when the season comes, God can use it. You see, time and harvest doesn't cease. Because the problem is that you feel, because I've put this now, it didn't seem to work. It didn't seem to make sense. Seed time. It's a time. And when it is seed time, it doesn't make sense. Nobody's seeing it. They can even march on it. But just when harvest comes,
So in the days that the heaven is open for plenty, he search for seeds on the earth. And guess what? No matter how little it is, they are just enough. As long as you do not miss seed time, you will not miss harvest. Sit down. When I was getting married, somebody reached out and said, I was watching the video of so-so and so minister on YouTube. Then after that video, it was your video that popped up. You see, if I didn't put it there, it won't pop up. And the fellow said, you've changed my life. Sir, I just want to sow something little. The fellow sold $500,000, but the fellow still later came back to sow more than $3 million. The seed you don't put out can't bring harvest. Is it making any sense? Sometimes it could be anything. But sometimes the seed has gone to the earth, but the rain has not fallen. It's there. When rain begins to fall, it seeks for what to activate. It seeks for what to activate. Anyone who is doing certain things and it looks like no one is seeing you, keep up. It could be that someone powerful will see a cloth you have made for someone and say, who made this? And the funny thing is that the fellow you even made it for may even have scorned without paying. But it is a seed on the person. If you understand that everything you do is a seed, you do it well. It will speak. Because seed speaks. It speaks. It speaks. A seed is the voice of the future. It speaks. If you have that simple understanding, you will see. If you teach even before 5 people, you will teach well. Because it is a seed. It must be potent enough by the time, so that by the time there is a visitation, it is just enough. The one you do haphazardly will be counterproductive. Because it is seed time and harvest that will not cease. So wrong seed also bring wrong harvest. Sometimes seed time is that you accommodated someone who couldn't pay you back. And they do riotous living. You know riotous living? And they do all the funny stuff. See, if you understand seed time and harvest, let me tell you something. When people have done you wrong, cheated you, and tried to go offended, don't let them go offended. See, if you go offended, you cheat me twice. This same you can be the fellow God will use tomorrow. So don't go offended. Offense has no economic value. It doesn't. See, don't worry. This matter is a small matter. Let's settle it. But go, everybody, we should not meet again. Mm-mm. You don't know life. In fact, one of the ways to know the devil is on your matter is that everybody you are offended at increases. Yes. The devil is really on your matter. And he's using your character to assassinate you. Some things are actually not that deep. I have quite a number of people in my life today that are very, very productive. That if you know our history yesterday, someone came to me and said to me, how
have you been able to manage me? I said, I don't know. My wife was talking to me. She said, you have connections everywhere. And it's true. But you see, we have a very shallow generation that every picture goes on Facebook, every chat, screenshot goes online. In fact, once I see people that they are the kind that screenshot and upload on their status, that I had this chat with such and so powerful person, I don't chat with them. I don't. I stop. All right? Because you'll say, yesterday I was talking about Selma. If you have this revelation, everything your hand finds to do, you will do well. There was a girl I almost married. I've not told you this story. There was a girl I almost married. And how did I almost marry this girl? I was watching their service online. And I just saw the way she did something. I was like, what? Just call the pastor. Is that girl single? Or someone is praying? Is that girl single? When God told me that my wife is my wife, I knew at the face I was, I would not marry a novice. I can't marry somebody who's trying to learn God from the scratch. So I went online. I started searching. What's her track record? What has she done for God? That seed time. I was checking the seeds in the past. And I saw different things. I saw book review. I did not even know when I was checking the review. I said, once I marry her, she's going to change the graphics. I did not even know when I said that. And she changed the graphics. Do you understand what I'm saying? But if she was doing those things, and somebody has taught her that media is nonsense, to God will not have married. Because I needed a track record. Sometimes be careful of those who teach you against the seed. Because when if I'm listening to ministers and what I'm hearing is sweet, is sweet, is sweet, is fantastic, I begin to watch out for their personal prejudices. Once I hear it, I tell those around me, don't take that one, don't take that one. There was a time Paul would speak and now he says, I speak as a man. That's their moment of speaking as a man. It's not God. Separate. That's why you need to have a personal revelation. And at some point I saw that ministers are making it feel like those who are involved in media, all they are doing is not deep, they are just media. I said, it's not so. Let me tell you something. I'm going to round up once I say this. Once God has given you an assignment to the body, the route to reach the body is media. You cannot be the one that will say media is false. Listen. People have great ministries, great structures. But when they want to speak to the body, the door is closed. You don't understand what I'm saying? Listen now. Before they shut down my page, one post we had here, one statement I said, during the prayer, morning prayer we're having then, on Twitter went out to over 2 million people. Powerful people were sharing it. On Facebook, different blogs were carrying it. Meanwhile, that is a seed. It's in the air. I can't control the outcome it will bring. Once you have sown the seed, it's out of your jurisdiction. It's gone out. How can I help you? Bishop Daggett Mills invited Dr. Paul Enetche. And while he was about to introduce me, he said, the reason why I'm inviting you is because I saw that something happened in Nigeria, that there was a time one Orangus, that's what he said, insulted Bishop David Oyedepo, and you stood up to withstand him. I said, if he can defend his father like that, he's a good man. So I don't know you. I really don't know about your ministry, but that's why I brought you. Seat time. What have you done that has gone on to now have a voice for tomorrow? What is powerful enough to change your destiny? What seeds are you intentionally sowing? How deep is it? How strong is it? As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. It's a seed time, it's a moment, but harvest is scattered. Because one same seed can bring you harvest every year. You don't have to plant mango 10 times. You plant once, the fruit grows, you pluck mango every year. One same seed can keep bringing every year and every year and every year and every year. So I do not feel it's a waste of time. In fact, at some point, I observed that some people invite you for ministration. They don't know how to take care of you. One time like that, myself and Jacob went to minister somewhere. By the time it was morning, we killed mosquitoes till I felt like vomiting for blood. It was excruciating. It was painful. No any decent human should actually be in such a place. But those things don't affect the quality of my message. Because your action cannot affect my seed. It can't. You need to develop emotional intelligence that people's action will not determine the quality of the seed. It has to go into the earth. So you hear my teachings. You don't know which teachings I preached under serious pain. They are the same quality. Hey, they didn't do me well here, so I'm just going to... They can't attack you and attack your seed. Sow your seed. Sometimes you have to fight to be able to do that quality thing. So I had to make that decision. No matter where I go, no matter the treatment, no matter the outcome, it is the same thing. There will be healings, there will be deliverance, there will be emancipation. You have not really started living until you make this kind of decision. Because your seed will be of hazard. And imagine when you now get to the future and both bad seeds and good seeds are speaking together. Because it is seed time and harvest that one sees. So bad seeds too. Somebody just read the message. Because you don't know the opportunities that never came your way. Because out of emotional influence, you sow the bad seed. You didn't do it the way you should have done it. And say, I wasn't happy. They've attacked your future. And you allowed it. So seeds are powerful enough to change the course of your future. I saw another video. I can go on and on. It plays. This, what I'm saying, telling you, they play out every day and night. Every time I saw another video. Okay, look at the case. There's this program I watch. Call it it's Dragons Den. People come to pitch for investment and all that. So a guy came to pitch for investment and then said this and all that. In fact, they insulted him and said what he was asking for was ridiculous. And all that. No, it's not obtainable. Nobody's going to ever give you such. But there was a man that was watching online, Richard Branson. Sometimes you cry over disappointment because you don't know the power of the seed. If it's gone out, someday rain will fall at the scent of water, it will spring up again. He was not watching immediately. He just found the tape. And he said, this guy have missed business opportunity here. And he found a way to reach the guy and invested in that business. The guy became wealthier than all the guys, then came back as one of the judges. Seed time. Sometimes they didn't really give you what you came for. Has the seed been sown? Move on. When water touches it, but the issue is that sometimes when rain falls, there's nothing on the ground for it to touch. You will regret inactivity more than you will regret activities. And where the devil is waiting for you is inactivity. Don't do anything. be too discouraged to move, be too discouraged to go out, be too discouraged to sing, be too discouraged to... One time I was under a teaching and it seemed as though everything I was doing was being attacked. And I stopped for probably another 1 year. Sometimes only God can show you what you have missed when you stop what you should do in the days of discouragement. I said this, I don't know where I said, I think I said this in Abuja, how the apostolic ministry in Nigeria was better, the modern apostolic ministry. People hear Apostle Selman and I hear Apostle Arume. Listen, I can say this to you on all authority. Go and hear their contemporary. They were not the only guys God found around that season. In fact, many were deeper and stronger than them. But they were the ones that understood the power of seed. They documented the move, documented the teaching. The moment it was just coming from, it was just some guys sitting on the floor in Zaria. But when it touched the West, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Sometimes it's not the quality of the men, it's just the quality of the seed. And sometimes some men are even weightier when they sow the seed than when you find them. And in those days, nothing is to show for it. But if the seed has gone down, it will change your season. May God open your eyes of understanding to know this. That you see, listen, that when you stand out to either sing, play the keyboard or play, you understand it is deeper than just a service. But if you can't understand this, there's nothing anyone can do to help you. There's nothing, absolutely nothing anybody can do to help you. And my Father and my God, I'm asking this morning that the wisdom, the understanding to sow the right seed will rest on your children. That they won't fail. I rebuke discouragement that hinders men from sowing quality seeds. And I ask that you will finish well. You will not miss your seed time. You will not be distracted in the days of your seed time. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a big hand.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.